voters prefer electronic voting machines. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new study published by the Brookings Institution finds citizens would rather vote electronically than by paper, but some e-voting machines have relatively high error rates. Study author Paul Hernson is a political science professor at the University of Maryland.
We actually thought that the paper ballot would serve as a baseline with which to test all the other voting systems. But it turns out that people have greater comfort and need less help and vote more accurately using the systems with the most visual computerization. And those are touchscreen systems. They score better than electronic systems that have buttons and dials, score better than electronic systems that show the entire ballot, including the candidates' names and other information at once. And they score better than paper ballot systems with an optical scan reader.
Why do people like touchscreens the most?
First, you can adjust the font size so you can see it. Second, they prevent you from voting for more candidates than you're allowed to vote for. They're easy to change a vote with. And they remind you, by way of a review screen, whether or not you have voted for all the candidates. And at that point, they also allow you to check to make sure that the candidates you intended to vote for are indeed those you actually voted for. Paper ballot systems don't offer this electronic check at the end, and changing a vote on a paper ballot system is pretty cumbersome.
Why is a high degree of usability so important?
Because it's important for voters to feel like they were able to cast their ballots as intended, to feel like they understood what they were doing, and to walk away with a satisfied feeling. That contributes to the legitimacy of the election process. The usability of a voting system has to be high, otherwise voters are more likely to make mistakes. That is, be unable to cast their ballots as they intended.
Your study looked at error rates using electronic voting machines, and some of the error rates looked pretty high. Is that a fair read?
In terms of the vote for president, even on the worst machine, most voters were able to get it right roughly 97% of the time. That's a 3% error rate. And although that may sound good for a college exam, it's not good enough for an election, as the 2000 presidential election reminded us. Less than 3% of the vote determined the outcome.
Your research here focuses on usability and not security. There's been plenty of studies over the last couple of years that have really called into question the vulnerability of electronic voting machines to hacking and to wholesale fraud. Why aren't you looking at that?
The 2000 election for president and the 2006 election in the 13th Congressional District were the most controversial elections in American politics in recent years. And the problems in those elections had to do with voter-voting system interaction. They had nothing to do with security. And so we focused on a real problem that occurred as opposed to a hypothetical one related to computerized systems and, quite frankly, that ignored the vulnerabilities of paper-based systems.
Paul Hernson is a political scientist at the University of Maryland. He's co-author of the new book, Voting Technology, The Not-So-Simple Act of Casting a Ballot. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.